Welcome to the Essentially You podcast, where we explore the science of happiness and well-being to help coaches and coaching leaders bring out the best in themselves and those they serve. If you're looking for new approaches to serve your clients or looking to create a culture of positivity and well-being in your organization, join me, Mark Mathia, on a journey of discovery and inspiration. Welcome back to Essentially You, friends. Hey, do you think you're a fraud, a phony, a fake? Well, welcome to the club. Do you know, this week in my coaching practice, two questions really stood out to me that I thought I'd address now. The first was a client who was struggling with imposter syndrome, and the second was a peer of mine, a coach, wanting to know, am I any good at coaching? And I think these are great questions for us all to answer. First, this imposter syndrome, let's understand it. I went and did a little research for us and just wanted to figure out the breadth and scope of this because I hear it so often now. And imposter syndrome is not a clinical disorder according to the DSM-5. That's important to note. It is, however, a psychological phenomenon that is increasing. And it affects many people, especially people who are in high-pressure careers, the kind that would get a coach, right? And high-pressure careers like coaching. So while it can lead to things like anxiety and depression, which are clinical, it's not a mental illness in and of itself. However, if a person's symptoms become severe and begin to interfere with their daily life, their work, it's helpful to seek guidance from a mental health professional. You know what I say, everyone needs a coach. Everyone needs a counselor. Now, this imposter syndrome is characterized by fear and self-doubt that it severely impacts your ability to perform. And it can cause us to think that our skills are less than they are and sometimes even make us feel like a fraud. Now, fortunately, coaches, listen up. We can take steps to overcome imposter syndrome and we can learn to value ourselves and our practice. And I think that's really important. Now that we know what it is, let's fix this once and for all. Coaches, we can fix imposter syndrome in ourselves by gaining confidence and momentum by practicing what I'll call three critical practices for coaches and coaching leaders. Now, according to one of my old coaches, Christian Simpson, he's also an international speaker, author, all the whole thing. He said this, imposter syndrome is common in coaches who have a deep sense of purpose and drive to improve their clients' lives. The constant need for improvement and fear of not being good enough can sometimes lead to feelings of self-doubt and inadequacy. Now, for coaches and coaching leaders who experience imposter syndrome or want to know what their value is, if they're any good at it, this is where reflection and self-awareness is very essential. However, let me give you three ideas and areas that I think can really help us grow in our confidence and our control. And the first is simple. Coaching, the art of coaching is a soul practice. Now, when I was a young executive, I became an entrepreneur. I was an entrepreneur for like 13 years, brought a company from very little to much and then back down to very little. That was very hard, by the way. I make it light now, but it was not light at the time. It caused us to sell and start a new career in the place I'm at now. But when I first started, I had to re-identify myself, both as a coaching leader and as an executive. What would my story be? It was in that moment that I found myself bound up tight, not being myself, not playing to my strengths, but trying to fit and conform to what I felt the organization needed, when I had a very wise coach tell me, Mark, slow down. The soul simplifies. The ego complicates. No, I call coaching a soul practice because of what she told me. The soul does simplify, and coaching is a simple process. It's when our egos get in the way that causes us a whole bunch of problems. But what we need to remember in order to make our coaching a soul practice is just simply this. Coaching is not about you. It's about our clients. If we want to know if we're any good, we need to just reflect on our clients' lives. How are they doing? Are they staying engaged? And are you giving yourself fully to the coaching process? Look, when we as coaches can focus on what we get measured by, which is creating a coaching experience that's memorable, that's it. The rest, all the other hard work, the success, the measurement, that's up to our clients. We need to, as coaches and coaching leaders, get out of our own way. We need to stop overthinking, and we need to stop complicating the process by letting our ego worry if we're good enough or not. Number two is we need to embrace our vulnerabilities. Yeah, like it or not, this idea is going to stick with you, and that's simply this. Your greatest failure in life will be your greatest strength in life. And as an entrepreneur, as I took that company up and back down, I can tell you that the last thing I wanted to be known for was that knowledge. But I remember about 8 years ago, 10 years ago, I don't know what it was a while ago, one of my first coaching clients chose me because he understood that I knew what it was like to lead in business at the highs and the lows. And to him, that experience was invaluable. So whether you like it or not, your biggest loss will probably be your biggest strength. Don't discount it, but embrace your vulnerability and understand that success or failure, we learn together and we grow. That's the seeds of wisdom, and wisdom is the core to great coaching. Okay, the third one is simple. You've heard this before. Surround yourself with high-quality people. People matter. Your peers, your people, we need to be with high-quality people around us and understand that we become the total sum of the top, let's say, five we hang around with. Rich Litvin underscored the importance of coaches seeking feedback from colleagues and their clients. He's really known for that. He says that every coach should have a coach. I totally agree with that. But this external perspective can significantly enhance our self-awareness and confidence. When you hang around other people, when you're free and have a psychologically safe atmosphere to talk about what's working and what's not, that perspective can significantly enhance your self-awareness and your confidence. And this will lead to improved performance in coaching. And by the way, your clients are going to love you. So, if you have this problem, if you're not surrounded by high-quality peers, get a coach, join a mentorship group, hang with people who are doing things you want to do, and you will reap the result of it. Look, in coaching, there's no need for things like self-doubt and imposter syndrome. Coaching requires a fundamental ability to believe in the people you're coaching. And when we can do that, anything is possible. Now, let's get out there and coach. And now it's your turn to get out there and thrive in life. If you've liked what you've learned, would you consider subscribing to this podcast and leaving a review? I'd really appreciate it. And if you have anything you would like addressed, you can reach out to me, Mark Mathia, at mark@markmathia.com. And until next week, I'm cheering for you.